They are calling it a test, but the cap that has stopped the BP gusher in the Gulf is holding this morning after 85 days of spillage and a series of attempts that tested our patience and taught us what a top kill is, or a junk shot. Even if this really is the end of the flow, it is, of course, not the end of the story. The environmental damage is pervasive, and it will be persistent. And no one knows when the Gulf ecosystem will recover, if ever. Joining us for his take is Captain Denny Ray. He is the owner and operator of Calm Water Charters in Grand Isle, Louisiana. Captain Ray, good to have you with us. What's your initial response to all this?
Well, first, I'm extremely happy that at least the spillage is contained. So compared to the last two and a half months, I'm optimistic.
Danny, can you believe it took 3 months?
No, actually, I can't. That's probably where I'm most disappointed. I would think that people taking those kind of risks would have some redundancy built into everything they do, but apparently not.
Let's hope in the future that is the case. Let's listen to Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana. He had a few words yesterday.
We know it's a marathon. We know it doesn't end when they cap the leak. We know it doesn't end when the oil's gone from the surface. We know it's only over when every drop of that oil is removed, when our way of life is restored to the way that it was before the spill.
Well, the governor's reminding you what lies ahead, which is a lot of work and a lot of uncertainty, frankly, about your way of life. What are you thinking this morning?
Well, I couldn't agree with the governor more. I'm a big supporter of the governor. I watched him handle a few hurricanes, and they were on board with this yet another disaster. He's entirely correct. There's just no immediate answer to how the ecosystem will respond. In my case, immediately the fin fish population seems to be unaffected, but as this all transcends into the food chain over the next few months, we'll just have to trust the scientists and stay tuned, I guess.
How badly has your business been hurt? How much are you hurting financially?
Well, I can be perfectly honest with you. The business was a labor of love. My wife and I have a bed and breakfast and a clientele from across the United States that actually enjoy this breadbasket estuary that we live in. And basically, when the leak forced oil, when oil impacted us, it was just like turning off a light switch. I probably mailed back 65 deposit checks. I was actually losing money.
Wow.
I had to reverse flow the capital, and then I didn't know. There was a great period of depression and uncertainty, but I was one of the lucky ones. I immediately went out and signed up for Vessels of Opportunity, program sponsored by BP to put local captains at work, not doing what we want to do, but at least we were running our boats and part of the cleanup and helping them through all. Louisiana's kind of a maze of shallow water, so they kind of needed local mariners to accomplish all the tasks at hand. So I've been employed by BP for the last 52 days.
But what does BP need to do to make you whole?
That's kind of like asking a gunshot the parent of someone who's lost their child or something. I really don't know. I think that's a long, long scope ordeal here on what happens. You know, people tend to forget pretty quickly. I'm not so sure Mother Nature's that easily tricked. So I think over the course of the next year or two, either this estuary will survive in the offshore waters adjacent to Louisiana, or I'll probably have to rethink this thing. I've already got a plan B, maybe to move to Fort Pierce, Florida on the East Coast. So I'm thinking ahead, but there's
hey,
still
Danny,
a bunch of uncertainty.
Yeah. Danny, keep our number on your wall, all right? We'll stay in touch.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Captain Danny Ray, Calm Water Charters, Grand Isle, Louisiana. Good luck.
Boy, that says it all right there.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.